Village of Roundly, Community Hall, August 1st, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of August 1st, 2016, 7:07 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Friend.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Tripon.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of July 18, 2016.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Thank you all for being here again. Committee of the Whole, from the Clerk's Office.
Sorry. I'm not ready.
Hello, Madam Clerk.
Everybody has in their packet information regarding the IML that's coming up in September. Please let me know if you're planning on attending. There's also the sessions that are in there.
Thank you for putting that in. That was nice to glance at.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
This is somebody's idea.
It's
in the packet. It should be in the packet. Committee of the Whole.
Committee of the Whole. It's in your packet. No, I bring a packet with me. It should be in there.
Supposed to do that before the meeting. Are you in the Committee of the Whole?
I'm in the Committee of the Whole.
I will email.
It's online. It's in mine.
Yeah. Do you have it online, not online? Sorry. Refresh it.
The conference.
When I look at it first, it's the
phone. Oh, refresh it?
Yes.
Okay, refresh it.
Okay, well, you work on that and let's continue with the meeting.
So please let me know as soon as possible if you're going to be attending. Like the mayor said, it's good for the new trustees to go. It's good for knowledge, it's good for networking, and I would recommend doing the total conference package, even if you're only going to be there Thursday and Friday, because pricing is actually cheaper if you do the full package opposed to trying to piece it out. And you also get the event tickets, the Saturday lunch and the Saturday night banquet. So please let me know as soon as possible.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Just to tag on that, you know, we've had discussion about being responsible and not sending everybody down and spending a lot of money. So, again, you know, I'd really like if anybody hasn't been to it, make the effort. It's really good. And I would love to see the mayor, the administrator, the clerk, three trustees. Everybody has a desire to go. There's a topic in there that you want to see, you want to attend a seminar, by all means do it. By all means do it. So thank you, everyone. Human Resources and Finance.
Mr. Mayor, what is up to you? In front of you is a presentation for proposed bond refunding for the Lakewood program.
You're going to like this one, Sue.
And we have Mr. Robert Hale, Security, the Vice President and Managing Director of the Department, and he's going to briefly discuss the proposal for a refinance.
Yep.
For refinancing the bond.
I
okay.
Thank you, Wade. Good evening. My name is Bob Dale from American Securities. I know some of you from previous bond issues we've worked with the village. Some of you are in fresh faces. Don't worry, I'm not going to go page by page, word by word on this document, but I definitely want to hit the high points of why I'm here tonight and why it looks like it's beneficial for the village to proceed in refinancing the SBA bonds. So really, if you turn into that packet, page 2, there's a couple graphs, and most of you probably heard interest rates are extremely low. Basically, they touched all-time lows. So from a refinancing standpoint, just about everything, mortgages, car loans, bond issues, almost all those are being done. So page two just shows you a graph where interest rates have been over the last 10 years. You'll see that far left where it was in 2006, and on the far right where we are today, basically at the bottom, putting that into a little bit more of an impactful presentation. Page three is going back 4 years, so going back to 1976 to where we are today. Actually, you have to go back to 1950 to get anywhere near where we are here today.
Why is that?
Well, basically, the reason why it's really dropped in the last couple of months, really this summer, is everything you've heard over in Europe and Brexit and the paranoia going on with what's going to happen with the European Union, things that have happened in China, us still trying to dig out of the Great Recession. Things are usually a flight to safety. And so when people are worried about the stock market and their money, money goes into the treasury market and it goes into municipal bonds. Those are really the two safest investments here in the United States. As more money is flowing into those securities, that supply is dwindling, that rate is dropping. So we're just continuing to see rates drop. The Fed keeps talking about wanting to raise rates, but they don't really have a reason to raise rates right now just because there's not a big growth spurt. The economy is slowly growing, but it's not growing very rapidly. And things like Europe, the global economy, are keeping things pushed down. By looking at the graph, they're going to raise, they're going to go up at some point. You just don't know when. It's really the same every 2 years. But they're at the bottom here. So why that's important, really, if we turn to page 7 to get into the actual numbers. If we look at when these SSAs were originally done, I'm looking at the three SSA bonds for the village, SSA number 1, SSA number 3, and SSA number 4. Page 7 is SSA number 1. This is the larger of the three SSA bond issues. And if you look at the left, there's two boxes. The left box is the current amortization of those bonds. The current principal and interest costs. You'll see at the bottom the net interest costs. So in 07, that rate on those bonds over the life of the issue is 5.34%. Today, go to the right, that rate could drop down to 3.45%. We're basically cutting 200 basis points off the remaining rate of those bonds. We're not changing the term of the issue. We're basically just replacing the interest rate. Including all costs of issuance, estimated costs, these savings numbers on the far right, is estimated savings, that last column, equal almost $2 million in interest savings, $1.986 million in pure interest savings by refinancing at today's rate. Now this scenario we're showing you here has a debt service reserve, which is currently on the issue, of one half of the required full reserve amount, so $538,875. In 07, the market accepted reserve accounts that were only half funded, not fully funded. And not knowing exactly where it's going to be on this issue, we're showing you two options. So we're showing one option where it's the reserve remains the same, one half, 50% funded. And the second option I'm going to show you next is when we have it fully funded. A lot of that's going to be determined on how receptive the market is when we come to the issue, come to market with the issue. They want 4% instead of the 3.45 because we don't have a fully funded reserve. It may be beneficial then to do the fully funded reserve. So I'll get into that in a second. Stop me if I'm confusing you on some of this. I'm throwing a lot at you right now. But PG, what's the impact of tax sales? So using that same scenario, if I carry that over to a homeowner in SSA number 1, you'll see for the single family homes, that saving is about $310, $315 per year for a total of $4,844. For a townhome, that savings would be about $218 per year for a savings of $3,439. So pretty impactful for each homeowner. We're not changing the terms of the issue, just pure refinancing. Now, if we take that same scenario, that same SSA, that's page 9 and 10, with the fully funded resources. So here's the same box. The rate 3.5% is slightly more because there's more bonds because they're fully funded reserves. You'll see the savings drops down a little bit because we're having a fully funded reserve. So there, that savings is about $102,000 per year, $1,633,000. Still pretty significant. If you look at the bottom, the present value savings, this is an important number just to remember, is 11.43%. The GFOA recommends not doing the refunding unless that savings is at least 3%. Well, here you're almost four times, basically four times that requirement. So definitely a refinancing candidate.
FOA is the Government Finance Officers Association. Not aware of that.
Page 10, carrying that over to for the homeowner, again, savings of about almost $250 per year for a single family home. $178 for a condo property. So that's SSA number one. That's the largest one. We set up the other two the exact same way.
You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. So it's better to not fund it.
It would be better if we didn't have to fully fund it.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. We wouldn't have to increase the par amount of the bond to pay it together.
But how do you make the decision between those two options?
We're going to make that decision when we get close to going out to market. We're going to start making some phone calls before we actually release the issue to the bond market and get some feedback on whether the requirements for the buyers of these bonds are going to want that fully funded or not. But I wanted to show you both options because we're not going to know really until we get close to that point. Once we get the documents put together, we want to get the bond insurance, the rating. We know what the market is at that time, which was the time when we got here, it's not going to be until November.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have a better idea of which route we're going
to go. They tend to want to fully fund it. It's like an emergency reserve. Remember, the state bonds are not backed by all the residents.
I'm just
backed by them. There's a tornado that rips through there. You have 1 year reserve on the books that supports that. And I think that's sort of the way it's been going to the market.
Most of those now are going fully.
Yeah, but it is better to be 50%.
Okay. Page 11, that's SSA number 3. The student rate's a little bit lower. For some reason, I'm not sure what it was because we didn't underwrite the original issue. SSA number 1 had a higher interest rate than 3 and 4. That rate was 4.7. Still high in today's market. We'll be able to drop that 3.45% with the half-funded reserve, save approximately $21,000 per year. That present value saving 7.67%. The savings per parcel on the next page, page 12. Basically, around $150 per year and around $110 per year. That's with the 50% funding. Now, if you do the full reserve and set up the same way, here we have a larger reserve number going all the way to the right. That savings will come down a little bit, anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 per year for a total savings of about $210,000. That's SSA number 3. Page 14, the savings per parcel, around $100 for the single family home. And then SSA number 4, set up the same way, same rate on page 15, half-funded reserve, saving close to $500,000 over the life of the issue, about $30,000 per year, which equates to about $200 for a single-family home and $135 for a townhome. And then lastly, page 17 and 18, SSA fully funded reserve. That savings would drop down to about $345,000. And that savings per homeowner would be about $125 for a single family home and about $100 for a town. So that's the, if we could lock in the rates today, depending on if we needed the fully funded reserve or the half funded reserve, that's where we would end up, net of all cost issuance. Now, getting into where the cost issuance that we've included, so the cost issuance of bonds, and what are those costs, that's shown in page 19. Now, it's going to be the same if we do the fully funded or the half funded. You know, the only difference is how much we need to put in reserve. But page 19, I'm showing where the cost of issuance were originally in the 07 bonds and where they would be today. So if you look, I've broken it up three headings. SSA 1, SSA 3, and SSA 4. What the cost would be for each one of those SSA refundings.
Is this page 19?
Page 19. You'll see the cost, bond council fees, disclosure council fees, underwriters council fees. Those are the attorney fees, professional attorney fees on the issue, as well as your local counsel would charge, probably reviewing documents, they need to provide an opinion to know what that would be, so that was included, but that can be paid out of the bond issue. Trustee fee, which you currently have now, which I believe is a nominated bank, that's basically what you're paying now. Rating agency fee, that's the fee for the bond insurance that we hope to qualify for. I believe you use Housing and Associates for your special tax administrator. They kind of handle everything on the SSA. That would just continue. And then some miscellaneous CUSIP and depository trust fees. So the total cost is the hard cost of the issue, $204,550. So about $200,000 on the issue, approximately, not including underwriting and insurance. Now, what was that in 07? We added that up. Was $505,390 in 07. So more than cutting that in half than what it would be for these three refinances. Now we also want to qualify for insurance. Bond insurance is going to enable you to issue these bonds at a lower rate and not having an insurance policy wrapping the issue. The 07 had an insurance policy. Maybe you can get this one insured as well. We just need to determine that whatever we pay for the insurance, we get a better interest rate on the bonds. Make sure it pays for itself. And we're assuming 150 basis points of total debt service. So total cost on the far right, $406,678. $406,678 back in 07, and then we were a little higher, $532. And then lastly, underwriting fees. What fees are we paying to underwrite the bonds? Our fee estimate is 1.15%. There you'll see that added up to approximately $213,958. Total issue, all three issues. Prior 07 underwriting fees, a little bit higher, $230,201. So I summed all of that up on the bottom, what the total fees were to be today, everything, compared to what it was in 07. You'll see $825,186. That's insurance, underwriting fees, all legal fees, rating fees, basically just about everything. And where it was in 07, $1,268,718. So not only would we be saving on the interest cost, where rates are today, we'd also be saving approximately $442,000 in cost of issuance. Now all the numbers I've shown you in here include the cost. So it's not like we're saving this and then we're taking this money out, it's already included in those numbers. So these are the numbers that have included these costs in those savings spreadsheets that we just went through. Any questions on any of that?
No.
And then the last page, height. How would this all come together? So there's some steps that need to be made. Basically, a couple of board actions that need to take place. And that's shown on page 20. So you'll see the three rows that are highlighted in yellow. There's three board meetings. The first one, the Committee of the Whole, where I am here today presenting, basically laying everything out on what the refinancings would look like, cost efficiency, timing. That's today. Now, the next board meeting, I believe, is August 15th. That would be, we wish to proceed. Would authorize the engagement letters for us and Vice Miller, his bond counsel and disclosure counsel. That would then allow us to proceed, have our engagement documents for the file. a question may come up, let's say interest rates spike way up between now and November, it doesn't make sense to proceed on the issue. We're not getting paid unless the issue actually closes. Like Miller's not getting paid unless the issue closes. So there's no fees out of pocket for the village. This doesn't, interest rates for some reason spike up and it doesn't make sense to refinance. But it does give us the authorization to at least proceed and start putting the issues in. The other point too, I mean, there's no cost of issuance the village will be paying on any of these refinancings. It's all built into the bond issue. So there's no out of pocket. And then basically there's some steps we would start putting together the documents, and we come back to you in October, your October meeting, your second meeting in October. We present where we believe the savings is at that time, and we would present a parameter bond ordinance, maybe one for each SSA. That would be up for adoption, which would lay out the parameters of all three issues. And then after that point, we would have the authorization to sell bonds. With this timeline, with these steps here, we would be in the market and have final pricing November 10th. Now, we cannot close on this bond issue until after December 1st, so that's kind of why we're waiting until about the beginning of November to price the bond. We don't want to wait until after December 1st. There's a lot of bond issues that hit the market in December. Every year, the bank qualification resets December 31st, so communities to wait until the last second, a lot of our issue of bonds in December. We don't want to be fighting those other bonds in the market. Supply is a little bit lighter. So if they have the flexibility to issue the bonds in November, I highly recommend issuing the bonds in November. That's why we kind of stuck a scheme and set it up this way to time everything so we're ready to go right around the first of November.
Are you comfortable with this timeline? Is everything going to be met?
Oh, yeah.
Assuming that there's no spike, this is...
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I think this timeline is very doable. We have some time. We're going to get everything put together. We want to be in a position by November 1st to be able to get out in the marketplace. And once you pass the parameters ordinance, let's say they do spike them. And November's not a good time to issue a bond. December's not a good time to issue a bond. We can always wait until January. We don't have to... After we pass the parameters ordinance, we'll have to come back to the board for another action to authorize the proceeds. We've got to be in contact with Steve, where we think that savings is going to fall, making sure that it's beneficial to proceed. We really have the parameters ordinance passed. We've never waited this long, but we do have 2 years to actually issue the bonds. Kind of almost perfect. A lot of bonds that week, rates have come down. Bad economic data, so it's a good time to issue bonds. Tuesday's a good time to go. I'm ready to go Tuesday.
But, now, question about that.
Good period.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. On the 8th, there's going to be an election.
Yep.
And those things tend to make markets change.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about it is that we're going to say somewhere here on the 17th of October, here, take the reins and run with this. And the only person we're going to leave in this, he's going to do this. Look at that. You see how the fingers get the point?
We talked about that, the election, what could happen.
Okay.
I don't think the market's going to change that drastically in that amount of time. Maybe over time, and specifically, I think, December, January. That's my personal opinion. I mean, you're talking only a few days, a week. It could. And it could be in our favor depending on who gets elected.
Well, that was what my question was, too. It could play either way.
Correct.
More than about it is that the volatile thing has been the, you know, this EU thing and everything else going on. I'm just wondering what's going to happen on the 8th is going to cause us to maybe lose the money here, and I don't want to do that. I don't think we can afford it. But that was my question. I just put it out there for everybody to think about it a little bit. But that's that.
Well, that's a good question. And the reason really why we're doing it that first week or second week of November,
mm-hmm.
because we can't close on the bonds until after December 1st. And here we got it booked December 7th. You got to be within 90 days of the call date of the old bond issue, because those bonds already refunding bonds, you know, set. They refund, I believe, on old 2 or old 3 issue. So we're timing it close to that date if we can. And investors aren't going to let us sell in October, and then that goes for the month and a half. They really want 2 or 3 weeks max on how long they're going to wait, because they're buying bonds, and they worry about what's going to happen with the election.
Absolutely.
We would monitor that. There's a spike up, or maybe it's just a spike up for a few days to be panic in the market, and we would not go on the issue. We just kind of go back. I talked to the underwriting desk. They have a feel for what they can say. Keep in contact with feed here. Should we go now, or should we maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably have a better idea from October, too. We're going to be more chatter about the election. What happens if Hillary's elected, what happens if Trump's elected, or what the market's like, don't like, and we'll cover that.
So for tonight, I'll be, would like to know if the board is willing to move forward for the savings on bonds. At the next board meeting, the actual engagement letter for Bernard Securities and, which is not your package tonight, the Ike Miller or Bond Council engagement letter, and you can get, yeah, they don't get paid.
If we said no, I'm afraid of what Sue would do to all of us.
Let me first say thank you guys so much for considering this and keeping it. I know Steve has been on the tickler, and I probably love you more than anybody else that's already keeping it on the front burner, and you've always had them. These people really are getting coached on this thing. So thank you.
And we want to extend the time frame at the same time frame as Bob said. I actually asked about squeezing down the time frame. I don't think it's perfect, or you could really do that.
You can't close for the summer.
No, I meant as far as we got 16 years left on a bond, pushing down the time.
Yeah, I mean, you can take the savings any way you want. We're showing level. It's basically a level savings for a homeowner. We looked at cutting it off, shortening it, really cutting it off. So, the homeowners now, they'd have to be living in those homes until 2033 to actually see the benefit of their refinance. Some maybe will, but a lot of them probably would not if they're going to refinance it and not going to get any benefit from the next one, or the homeowner after that's going to be. So that's what we see typically during the home. That's what we should.
Very good. Bob, thank you. Anybody have any further questions?
No, I'm good.
No.
Well, you have
to
plug up the
card,
too.
Yes.
Come up,
thank you. I know what we're doing with this one. Thank you, everybody. We'll move this forward. On to Public Works.
Project is currently out to bid, and a bid opening is scheduled for Wednesday, 2 days from now. I want to bring this to you now, and hopefully you can move it to the next agenda of the public works, where I'll bring the bid results from the project. We've discussed this before with Lynn Design, but we need to replace the Cambridge lift station. It's one of the pumps that's failing. And we've had multiple breaks on the force main, existing force main. It's quite old and cast iron and very deep. We can't fix it ourselves. Some areas because it's too deep, we have to call in a contractor or the county with bigger equipment to do repairs. So we had evaluated, the recommendation was to get it replaced. We're hoping to move this forward. But the reason I brought it tonight is we'd like to move forward with this with this box full and try and get as much work done before winter as we can so that we can get the new pumps in and stop limping along and hopefully it's a lot easier knowing that we have a reliable system in place. The engineer's estimate for the probable cost is $400,000 and we had budgeted $425,000. Obviously, we'll see how the bids come in, but that's what we're looking at right now.
Any questions? This has advanced quite a few residents. Can we move this forward?
Yeah, make sure that you're happy with what you give, okay?
Happy done.
Make sure you're happy.
We are. Okay. We're excited.
Thank you.
The second item I have is related to the first, along with the Cambridge lift station project. I'd like to have Baxter and Woodman do the construction services for that project. Baxter Woodman designed the lift station that's currently out of bid. They're familiar with the plans and specs. They've done similar work for us in the past. They've always done a good job. The last two projects where we went out for competitive proposals, Baxter Woodman came in with the lowest cost. So staff feels that the work that they do is justified in the cost that they give us.
Well, and they're familiar with the project. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody fine?
Yep.
Moving forward.
The last item I have this evening is generator preventative maintenance. This is for the emergency backup generators at the public works facility, the water pump, well house, and several other stations throughout the town. Every year we do a preventative maintenance contract. This year I'm asking if we can do a 3-year preventative maintenance contract so we don't have to come back every year. We went out for quotes from two vendors that would typically use Steiner Power Systems and Cat and Cat. We had a third vendor contact us, Dreis Booker Electric Motors. They ended up being the lowest price. We called around and checked a few references. At this point, staff feels that sticking with Steiner Power Systems is in our best interest. We've had really good success with them in the past. They do a very thorough job. There's no question about their work. And given the sensitive nature of the generators, we're reliant on them in an emergency situation. We just feel more comfortable going with somebody that we know is doing a really good job.
You laid down the curls.
Moving on.
So the board knows they're the people that you call for references was not very happy with the lowest bidder. It had some problems.
Well, we didn't feel that they were going to be the best bidder for those.
But we want good. We want good. Right. And that's what you were out there to do. So that's...
Thank you, yeah. We'll move forward.
Sometimes you can't get the lowest bid. I don't want the lowest guy in the most of the time because they usually want to do the job. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. On to special event, National Night Out, tomorrow evening. Sue, any final comment, Chief?
We're set to go. If anybody wants to put their good helper all on the way tonight, tomorrow, set up, they're welcome to come about noon. Got a lot of stuff to do. Other than that, we're ready to come.
And hoping for no rain.
Yeah, we have enough coolers of 10 set up.
Yeah. I think so. If anyone has a pop-up tent, you'd like to let us see.
What time do you want me to be there, Chief? 3:30, 4 o'clock?
4 is what it is.
What time? I thought it was going to be great.
And those have to be stuck.
Thank you. Police Department.
The agenda item summary that we have before you tonight is for our Police Law Institute computer-based training. This is something we do every year. We've been doing it for quite some time. This offers us the opportunity to get up-to-date current legal, primarily legal type constitutional training on use of force, on search and seizure. Those are the most concentrated efforts that they've been giving lately. And the police department requests that you approve the resolution and the invoice and contingent participation. This invoice reflects a cost of about $128 per person based on 27 sworn members of the department for $3,456.
Yeah, and the liaison concurs with it. That should be, if you want to mark it down, mark it under the word liability. Because the more, the brighter our officers are on the street, the better off they are without having to use the guy to sit next to them. Just that way.
Any other questions? Very good. We'll move it forward. Thank you, Chief. And down to administration.
Thank you, Mayor, Board of Trustees. The first agenda item I have is the authorized IMRF representative. Currently, the Director of Finance is the authorized representative. We now have a full-time human resources manager in. We'd like to change that IMRF representative to the human resources manager. It's a housekeeping measure. IMRF states that the board must approve a resolution to make that change. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Chu?
No.
Thanks, Steve. We're getting nice and tidy down there. Feel good.
The second agenda item I have is the current technologies contract that actually expires today. We kind of bring it in August. We have a 2.46% increase. We estimate about 192 hours of the year. Based on that estimate, $125 per hour, about $24,000, which is under our budget amount. It's done a really good job for us. Recently, we had a server crash that was caused by new issues are still working out. That crash was not due to them. The mayor and I met with current technologies last week. We meet with them annually to go over our footprint, some other issues, to make sure we're all on board. I will tell you, it was just a number of years ago, our IT capabilities were sorely lacking. They've done a very good job of keeping us current. We've got a few bumps lately, but overall staff is pleased with what they have done for the village. That will open up for any questions.
Anything? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve. Move for it.
The third agenda I'm going to have is a new metro agreement. We currently have four parking lots. We have two agreements with Metro. Metro corresponded with me to request that they take those two agreements and put them into one. Not in the EIS here is that if we do that, they will not bill us. Their annual land lease of $4,800 annually. I figure it's somewhat of a no-brainer. All they're doing is taking two agreements and putting them into one. We had the village attorney look at it. I looked at it. I had no problem with the new agreement, and I suggest that we
go. Yes.
Everybody fine?
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Steve. That's the end of the listed items. Any suggested new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Frye. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. 7:45 p.m. Thank you, everyone.